everybody. Cal Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. If you're watching this anywhere except CalBanyan.com, you want to go there right now, because right below this video, we've got more text, more links, and more graphics that support the material we'll be going over today. And you know what? I have no idea what we're going to talk about today. Meredith has figured it out. She's just going to lay it on me. Oh, Meredith. Well, if you've been following us the last few weeks, you know Meredith is my co-host, along with L. Ron. But right now we're doing Meredith, 4 episodes in a row. And she is a professional hypnotherapist with a background in talk therapy, master's degree in psychologist. And now she is a world-renowned public speaker in the world of hypnotherapy. How you doing, Meredith?
I'm doing so good. Happy to be back again. Today we're going to get into some stuff about age regression.
Ooh.
Always my favorite subject, but before we... today.
It's the favorite hypnotic techniques of pirates everywhere.
And we should have patches on today, shouldn't we?
Yes.
So, Cal Banyan, he is the one that brought us 5PATH, one of the ones that took age regression and made it just best. Better, so that we can get deeper and resolve faster the problems that our clients come in with. And he also brought to us 7PATH self-hypnosis, something I teach to every single client who has any kind of spiritual belief system. He's got so much stuff on the web, you just can't even keep up with it all. And he's the reason we bring you these podcasts every single Friday. He's Cal Banyan.
Hey, I'm Cal Banyan, and I'm just really glad to be here. And Meredith is going to try to stump me today by asking me a gazillion age regression questions. And 5PATHers around the world, we have a Yahoo group. And on that Yahoo group, we abbreviate stuff, and we call age regression AR, hence the R reference. Proceed.
Yes, so first of all, if you have not yet watched our 10
cases...
Our 10 keys. Hey! Cal can be like a little kid sometimes, I tell you what. If you haven't watched our 10 keys to successful series yet, that we did podcast number 108 to 114, please definitely watch those, because it gives you a lot of background about age regression that we are not going to be getting into today. I'm bringing these questions. These were questions that have been recently posted on our 5PATH and 7PATH group. We're going to get into some of the issues that actual hypnotists experience as they're taking their clients through age regression. It all sounds good when you learn it in class, but then when you get in there with the clients and they do these things, they throw us curveballs, and it can become very frustrating. And this particular person says, sometimes simple things can be stumping. Isn't that the case? That's absolutely true. I have 2 clients in age regression, in age regression work, who have 2 to 5-year-old anger. So they're you know, at age 2, somewhere between the ages of 2 and 5, they have anger about their younger siblings. Some of the informing child technique work surfaces things like, mom and dad do really still love me, or it's not fair that I get blamed for the fighting when I didn't start it, and I know what to do with that, but I am stumped about the reality check on a level. Should the anger and not fair feeling of a 2-year-old who doesn't want to share be validated, meaning doesn't want to share a toy or something, be validated, or is this the surface manifestation of fear that mom and dad don't love me anymore? Just not quite sure how to deal with this in informing child technique. So, Cal, you want to shed some light?
I most certainly do. Now, when we do age regression, one of the most common emotions that we deal with is fear. And guess what? So we follow this feeling back, and it's usually fear, but sometimes anger can come up. Now let's talk about the difference here. Fear is based on the thought something bad might happen. Anger is based on the thought, hey, something bad is happening, and it's the thing that's bad is that it's unfair. Fear, thinking something bad's going to happen or is happening, and anger is, this is not fair. So, this is the deal with age regression. Age regression is really a reality check from the past. If you ever study the Secret Language of Feelings book, we talk about how to respond to feelings in a satisfying way. And mostly we focus on the present, but the age regression hypnotherapist is focusing on emotions from the past. And what we do to satisfy a feeling is one of the first things we do is we do a reality check for the perceptions of the individual. Now, if it is a child, what we're doing is we're bringing up the perceptions of the 2-year-old or the 3-year-old or the 4-year-old or the 5-year-old, etc. Now, so here's the deal. We're going to take someone back to an earlier time in their life, like let's say it's an ISC, and we're going to find out 5 things, the Fab 5, the Fantastic 5. What's happening? How old are you? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? Is it familiar or new? Now, this is so important because what we have here is, and I just posted a really cool kind of synopsis of this in a flow chart type of form, where you have X happens, and then you perceive it, and you give meaning to it, and then the meaning generates emotions in the subconscious mind, and then you feel it in the body, because those feelings are generated by the unconscious mind, and then you either respond or you react. Now, here's the deal. So when we understand this flow of consciousness to behavior, what's going to happen is we've got the child back there. We say, what's happening? What are you thinking? What are you feeling? Okay, and how old are you, familiar or new? We've got this flow of consciousness in mind, and everything's got to add up. What they're perceiving should make sense to what they're thinking, right? And then that would lead to what they're feeling. Now, if their feelings are not based in reality, because it's a 2-year-old that just really doesn't understand what's going on, then what we're going to do is we're going to have the adult say, boy, wouldn't it be nice, we'd say to the adult, wouldn't it be nice if you knew then what you know now? And what do you wish you would have known then? Was it really not fair? And if it was really not fair, then what we're going to be able to do is we validate the anger, because you're supposed to feel angry when things are really not fair. But most of the time, we're going to find that it really was fair, or they have a misperception about what was going on. So, what we do, in a nutshell, is we're going to have the grown-up go back and talk to that child about what the child just reported. Something happened, it made them think a certain thing, and then they had an emotional response. And the adult can say, you know what, 2 or 3 years old, and they can explain to them why they either have a misperception about what's going on, or why it is really fair. Or if it really is not fair, then what we can do is validate the anger. And the reason we want to validate the anger is because if they don't realize that it's normal to be angry when things which are unfair occur in our lives, then they can feel bad about feeling bad. And so that just compounds the problem. So once again, we go back to the time, we find out what's happening, what are they thinking, what are they feeling, that stuff should add up. Then we bring the adult in with the coaching of the hypnotherapist or hypnotist to determine whether or not the situation was or was not fair. If it was fair, we validate it. If it was not fair, the grown-up aspect of the client and the hypnotherapist work together to explain that to them. Once they perceive the situation as fair, then the anger goes away, because you cannot both be angry about something and at the same time be angry about it. It just can't happen. They're mutually exclusive states. Does that help?
That helps a lot. Thank you. Good. Are you ready for another question?
Absolutely.
Okay, we're going to move into another one. Now, this was another one that was posted on the Five Path group, and This particular hypnotist is working with a client who came in to attract more positivity into her life, especially relationships. And she started out her first session doing preparation, testing, and convincing, and doing direct suggestion work. And then in the second session went into age regression, and the client keeps going to happy times in youth, but crying about it from the vantage point of the grown-up, thinking, but it's not like that anymore, where the sadness is more in the grown-up at the present time rather than in the actual revivified experience. So that's the first problem. And the second, according to this hypnotist, is that this client started out going back much younger and then started coming forward, going to older ages, and this seems to be throwing her for a loop.
Okay, so, let me do the first one, then you can remind me what the second one is later.
I will.
Okay, so the client came in to be more positive or attract more
positivity into her life, especially in relationships.
Okay. Oh, okay. And the client wants to, and when you do, okay, here's the deal. I could talk all day about this thing. So it depends how you're doing the regression. If you're doing like affect bridge, or if you're doing time tunneling technique, you got to bring the emotion that has everything to do with why they've come in to see you, whatever that negativity is, up strong and powerful. We don't know if this individual is doing that. And then we have them follow that feeling back or go through the tunnel and find and go to earlier times. Now, if I had a client and I had done that and they're only going to happy times, I would first say, do you understand my instructions? My instructions are, you're supposed to go to other times that you felt this way. And if they say yes, I say, okay, are you ready to go? And we would then reattempt. If they said no, then now they've got the clarification, and we would reattempt. If they say, I understand, and we reattempt, and they don't go there again, then I would have to have a talk with them. And the talk is a very specific talk. And the talk goes something like this. And I'll just have them remain in hypnosis, open their eyes and look at me. And I'd say, you know, I believe I can help you, but you got to follow my instructions. I want you to think about everything you've done in your life to try to overcome this problem, this negativity in your life. And I want you to think about how well that's worked for you. Obviously, your results have not been satisfactory, or you wouldn't be here seeing me today. Now I want you to think about what you're going to do if you don't follow my instructions and we don't complete this process. What is your plan B if you don't follow through with this? And obviously, my clients don't really have another plan if they don't do their work properly with me, because usually they've tried everything else. So then I'd say, now I'd like you to decide if you're going to follow my instructions. We've clarified what they are. If you decide not to, the session is over. Because, you see, I cannot, and now talking back to you, Meredith, and our audience, I cannot work with a client that is not willing to follow instructions. And I'll just let them know that right out. I mean, that's it. You got to follow my instructions or we're done. And so far with that talk, I've had 100% success. And I can't guarantee you will, but I say it with a conviction, you know, kindness and conviction at the same time, that, you know, it's basically my way or the highway. I don't know how to help them their way. In fact, they don't know how to help themselves their way. They need to follow my instructions or I can't help them. It's kind of like if you go see a coach, a golf coach or a tennis coach or whatever, if you don't follow their instructions, then they can't help you. And so I get that across as plainly as I can, and then let them decide. And so far, just with that talk, Every client has then been willing to go on and go where before they couldn't go. Oh, I can't go there, or there's nothing. I give them this talk, and all of a sudden they can go there. All of a sudden there is something, and they're willing to go back, and we're able to find the cause of the problem and visit those unpleasant events. So, and this is the same thing, if I understand, the second question was, you're telling them to go backwards in time, and they go back a certain amount, and then they start going to other times that are not earlier than the event you've most recently visited. And I just give them the talk. Well, first, I make sure they understand the instruction. And then, now they're deep enough, or they would, there's three things that can go wrong. One is they're not deep enough, the other is they didn't understand the instruction, and the three is they're just being non-compliant, they're not willing to go there. So, but if they've been regressing and revivifying, then I know they're deep enough. Then I just got to make sure they understand the instruction. And third, I just got to give them the talk. Gosh, you know, I can't do this for you. You know, you've got to be willing to do this. Yes, I know it can be uncomfortable. But once we get rolling, it's just going to take a few minutes. Let's go. How's that, Meredith?
Yeah, good. But, you know, sometimes the subconscious mind isn't as organized as we would like it to be as far as how it presents information. So aren't there times when it is appropriate for it to kind of go out of order, and it's not a matter of non-compliance? It's a matter of it's just going, oh, this might be important too, and the linearness of time isn't really involved.
Well, yeah, I talk about that in classes. Sometimes when they're going back in time and they visit an event, then all of a sudden they will become more aware of a subsequent event that's very relative that they want to visit. But, you know, usually that will only happen once, maybe, in extreme case, twice in an age regression session. If they start visiting three or four or five more recent times, then we've got a case of either not understanding the instruction or non-compliance.
Because I know that sometimes I have clients who do that, and after the fact, when we discuss it after I've emerged them, they'll actually say that they were surprised, like they didn't feel like that was in their control. Like it happened, and they were even consciously feeling like they were doing it wrong, and they weren't trying to do it that way, that it was just automatically happening, where they had been at age 2 and then they were suddenly at age 10, and that wasn't in any way, shape, or form their intention.
Yeah, even though, okay, like let's say these things just start popping up, that you know what, I don't care. The idea is I've got to get three or four relevant times on the way back, and then I got to get to that ISE. I mean, the issue has come up in their lives a gazillion times. That's a real word, gazillion. Look it up. And you know, I can't just let stuff be popping up all the time. It's just not efficient. So, you know, we want to get some SSE, subsequent sensitizing event. If there's an SPE, we want to get that. But then we want to keep driving back to that ISE. It's the most important thing. Just don't let them, you know, if one or two things pop up, that's fine. But then I suggest that we become a little bit more directive at that point. Get on with it. It's not a free ride for them. They're paying good money to see us. And we want to keep it down to the minimum number of sessions we can. And if we just kind of just let stuff pop up too much, I mean, a little bit's okay. But there comes a sense where you don't, you've really lost control of the session, and you need to be more directive and say, let's go back to an earlier time. Earlier, before the earliest event we've visited. And of course, this is when they've reported that the event and the feeling is familiar. How's that?
Yeah, sounds good.
Anything you want to add?
What was that?
Anything you want to add?
No, nothing to add to that. But this particular client is really kind of giving this hypnotist a run for her money, because her major sadness, the client's major sadness, is more in the now and not as much in the then. And the then, meaning the subsequent sensitizing events, were pretty good. And it's the sadness is more about them not being good now. So it's this strange switch.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and that's the other part of the second part of your question, is, you know what, like in class we practice age regression, and we go back to positive events as people are learning age regression. We say, hey, let's go back to some positive times in your life and practice on each other and do that stuff, like birthdays and stuff. And let's say they go back to a pleasant time when they're 5 years old and they're with their grandmother and grandma's baking cookies, right? They go 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, be there. And there's 5. And 5 is having a wonderful time making cookies with grandma. But the tears start flowing, and what's really going on here, 5 is having a wonderful time, but grown up is feeling sad because, you know what? Grandma's not around anymore. And that's okay. That is a relevant, normal feeling to what's going on in the now. But we're not concerned about what's going on now. I'm concerned about what went on in the past. And this, whatever the issue my client came in for, you know, being more positive, overcoming a fear, just, you know, validate the feeling and then ignore it and keep working on the feeling that is associated with the problem. I'd say, you know, 5, how are you feeling? Oh, I'm happy. Okay, good. Be grown up. How are you feeling? I'm sad. Okay, how come you're sad? Well, grandma's not around anymore. Okay, good. Feel those feelings. You can work on that later or feel them whatever you want. We got to focus on 5. Is that okay with you? Yeah, all right, good. Be 5. And we would then continue working with the child. I wouldn't let the sadness of the adult get in the way of getting what the client wants. Now, if I find out, we do a post-hypnotic interview, and after the hypnosis is over, we can talk to the client and say, you know, is this sadness really an issue that you want to work on? Do you have some chronic sadness in your life or something like that? And if so, then we're going to do more our age regression work on that so that we can get rid of it too. But it all boils down to all feelings are good and need to be validated when they're based in reality. When they're not, then we need to neutralize those feelings by focusing on reality as we can best perceive it to be from the point of view of the grown-up and the hypnotherapist. How's that, Meredith?
Good. So when you kind of are going back between the child and the grown-up aspect, and the grown-up is the part that's sad and the child is happy, would you want to go to the grown-up and then have them focus on that sadness and then regress off of that in that moment rather than trying to regress off of where the child is? Because the child is happy, so it's kind of hard to regress off of where the child is.
Yeah, I would do neither one.
Okay.
I would get them back on track with the emotion that we started the session with. For example, it might be anger, it might be fear, if it was sadness. But we start off with, there's a feeling inside you that has everything to do with why you came here today. And we want to focus on the feeling in the age regression that has everything to do with why we came here today. So if, like, there's fear or anger that comes up, that's the one I want to stay with. I want to get that cleared out before I go spinning off on any of these other emotions. Now, if the emotion that came up at the beginning of the session was sadness, then I will work on the sadness. I wouldn't worry about the happy child, except that is maybe an attempt on the subconscious mind to avoid going to the unhappy times, and I would do the talk, I'd clarify my instructions, and that kind of thing, because nobody's so happy in childhood that they're having problems today. You know what I mean?
Right. So specifically, there you are as a hypnotist with, you know, in the middle of the age regression, and you've got this, you've got what they came in for, that you thought you bridged off of, and now you're here with the happy child and the sad grown up. How do you specifically get that back on track right then?
Yeah. I would say, whatever the name of the feeling was, okay, like fear, I would say, grown up, focus on that fear. That's the feeling that has everything to do with why you're here today. Are you willing to now follow my instructions? Yes. Okay, good. Where is that feeling in your body? Oh, it's in my chest. Focus on that feeling. If I'm doing time tunneling technique, I would just proceed. I'd say, focus on that feeling. Where is it in your body? It's in my chest. They might say, describe it to me, and now let that feeling, and of course remember they're in somnambulism, let that feeling become like a tunnel to the past, goes all the way back to where that feeling began, and now mentally go into that tunnel, follow it back, come to the end of the tunnel, and let me know, is it daytime or nighttime? And I proceed that way. I wouldn't let, the subconscious mind wants to avoid the pain. There's just no way to avoid the pain. We've got to go back there and deal with it. The pain is good because if it's based in reality, if it's not based in reality, we've got to give that aspect of our consciousness the information it needs so that we can neutralize the erroneous emotion, the erroneous pain, so that we can stop resonating to it in different situations, so we can stop the too much behaviors that are occurring in our lives, eating too much, drinking too much, or if we've got that negative feeling inside of us, the fear or the anger or whatever, then that's inside of us going out in all directions all the time. And we know that which we send out, we tend to attract. And in this case, the person wants to attract more positive energies and relationships into her life. And so she's got to quit sending out that negativity. And so we can just go in with the age regression very quickly. If they'll just follow instructions, it's a very fast process. And we can just get her done.
Yeah, but here's the challenge, Cal, because when we first bring up the emotion to bridge off of, to go back, you know, that feeling inside that has everything to do with why you're here, we don't know what that is because we don't have them state it. We don't want to have them state it at the time. And so what you're saying is go with the fear, but we don't know if it's fear. We don't know if it's that sadness that the grown-up is feeling. We don't know what it is.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying that I just start over. I'd make sure that the instruction, they understand the instructions. I'd make sure that they're deep enough. And then I would just start over. And I'd say, there is a feeling inside you that has, every, you know, letting them know that I must have them follow my instructions. When they went to these other happy times as a child, they were not following my instructions. Or there's another possibility that they could have been in the regression at a happy time and they didn't go far enough in that event to find the unhappy time, like if they had just followed through the event and found what the emotion was. So they go back, boom, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, there they are, and they're happy, right? And they need to go through that entire event to see if they stay happy. Maybe they landed a minute or two before the upsetting event happened, so they run through the entire event. If it's all happy, then we got to confront adult, hey, I believe I can help you, but you got to follow my instructions and just start over and make sure they get the feeling. So there's a difference between affect bridge and time tunnel. In affect bridge, we bring up the feeling. We say, okay, follow it back to an earlier time you felt this way. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, be there. And we don't have them tell us what the feeling is until they're in that event. And that's a very good way to do it.
Perfect.
In time tunneling, well, it's different. We will bring up the feeling, exacerbate it, have them find out where it is in their body, and then they tell us what the name of the feeling is. They say, oh yeah, it's anger. Okay, good. Let that anger become a tunnel. So now in the time tunneling technique, it's one of the reasons why it's superior to affect bridge, is that we know the name of the feeling even before we start the regression.
Ta-da! Good. Well, that was in a lot of detail about I'm going to go ahead. We're way over time and wrap things up. Are you ready, Cal?
I'm done.
Okay. Thank you guys for tuning in. Definitely send me your questions, your feedback, Meredith@yourpathhypnosis.com. There's a million other places for you to post them. Our Hypnospace, the Ask Cal group, Facebook, right down there on calbanion.com in the feedback place. We want to answer your questions, whether they're complicated or simple, they're all good. And we're happy to bring them here and bring them to you. This is Meredith Locker signing off.
Hey, that's it. Hey, that was a really good one. Cal Banion, remember to use our new navigation system. Just go click up there, wherever it is. It's over there. And check out the classes because all the classes have early registration discounts. And, you know, we also offer them online. You can act interactively live with our live classes online if you've got the good internet connection. And I'll be happy to see you in class. That's it. Cal Banion, See you at the convention. Signing off.
This recording is the property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.